Thanks for tuning in to this message from the Los Altos Grace Brethren Church. We hope this will be an encouragement to you. You can find out more messages and more about our church at www.lagbc.org.
Remember back in February, we had a family meeting in February, and there we talked about making several substantive and significant changes around this place. A lot of them had to do with the facility, and some of that work is done, and some of that work is still ongoing. Some of the things that have been accomplished facility-wise, we've added air conditioning in every room in the facility, right? That's a big deal. It's a really big deal. After, 60 years without it, it's kind of nice. The school is loving it, I think, being able to have that in every classroom. We remodeled the bathrooms downstairs. Yeah, that's good. They look nice. We painted the entire facility on the outside. The inside still could use some help in a variety of places, but the outside has been painted. We ordered the windows. They were supposed to be in 5 weeks, 7 months ago. But the windows are coming. We're getting new windows in here. And then we hope over Christmas to redo the nursery, to redo the front office, and to redo the stage area, to be quickly followed by carpet upstairs and downstairs. And then we will have completed all the things that we set out to do last February in regard to the facility. So I'm excited. The work's been going on. It's looking good. It's made things more functional. And so we're happy about that. We also last February said that we were going to be adding some staff members. We were going to add a full-time youth pastor, which we did. Jacob's in the sound booth back there running the slides. Yeah. We also said that we were going to be bringing the Sato family from Japan as self-supported missionaries to come and to help with the Japanese ministry here. And so we accomplished that as well. And we also said that we were going to bring on a family pastor, and we have just today been able to do that. And so Bob and Tara Mabry are with us today for the first time. And so what we'd like to do is to bring up the Satos and the Mabrys and the elders, and we're going to let them give you a little hello, tell you a little bit about who they are and why they're here, and then we're going to pray for them, okay? So I probably should have told the elders to wait, but, it's okay. Come on up. Come on. We can do this. I'm going to hand this over to Bob first, and I'm going to let him say a couple of words, okay?
Thank you very much for having us.
Come right here in the middle.
I grew up here in Long Beach, and we have my wife, Tara, and I, and we have three sons, young adults now. They all went to Brethren High School, and so we are starting to reconnect with our Brethren roots. But now we're losing the name Brethren, I guess. So.
Just in time, right?
But it really feels like we're coming home, and it's good to be here. I'm excited. You want to say anything?
Just to say thank you, and this does feel like home, and we're excited for new beginnings. Thank you.
Great. And go ahead, we'll have Yoshi say a few words, too. Thank you.
First, thank you so much for having us. And thank you for giving us opportunities to reach out Japanese. And I think it is very worth to reach out Japanese here because they will be a future leader in Japan. So we have the privilege to share the gospel with them. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for all your prayers and support for us. Our visa situation was very difficult, but God miraculously opened the door for us, and we are very grateful to God that we are here now. And we are very looking forward to work with you guys to reach out Japanese people.
Thank you. So if you didn't know, this is Ayumi, Yoshitaka, Bob, and Tara. Okay? Well, why don't we do this? Guys, why don't we go ahead and lay our hands on these guys, and why don't you guys stand up and extend a hand out to them, okay? A hand of welcome and a hand of blessing, and we will have a time of prayer and commissioning for them. Okay? Lord Jesus, we are just so grateful for what you are doing in our midst. Grateful, Lord, for the Mabrys and the Satos and you bringing them to be a part of our family here and to be a part of your work, your mission in this place. And so, Lord, we ask you to pour out your spirit on them, to pave opportunities, Lord, for them to do the good works that you've set aside ahead of time for them to do. Lord, for the Satos to reach into the Japanese community here, I pray, Lord, that they will see many come to faith and many, Lord, built up in the faith so that as they return home to Japan, those who have come to know you, Lord, that they will be future leaders and workers in your kingdom there in Japan. Lord, we know that that your gospel is yet to really penetrate that place, and we ask, Lord, that you would do so, that you would do so quickly, and that you would do so, Lord, in a way that is obvious to everyone, in a way, Lord, that transforms that community, that nation. And, Lord, I thank you, too, for the Mabrys and for all the experiences that you've built into their lives. And, Lord, as they come to focus on our school families, I pray, Lord, that you will allow them to feel at home quickly, to make friends quickly, Lord, both with our church body and with the school family. And I ask, God, that you would use them to touch many lives, to see many come to know you, to see many, Lord, grow in faith and grace and their walk with you. Lord, it's our desire to see your kingdom grow from this place, to see your rule in the hearts of people grow. And so, Lord, we ask that you would use these families and the rest of us to see your work done in and from this place. We are so grateful to you, Lord Jesus, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you. Yeah, give them a round.